What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and tomorrow is the 50th annual Newark Marching Band Invitational at Whitefield in Newark. We're talking with Director of Bands Lee Auer right now to tell us all about this event.
We're excited to host our 50th annual Marching Band Invitational tomorrow. You know, it's wild to think it's been going on that long. There's been a couple years that have had to be skipped, so it's not been 50 years since it started, but it's close enough, and we're really excited to welcome 15 other bands to Whitefield on Saturday. We'll start off at 10. Our marching band squad leaders will play the national anthem, and that'll be our official opening ceremony. And then we run through 16 bands almost straight through with just a few stoppages for lunch for the judges and things like that. Bands that are coming, we have from really nearby to a couple hours away. We have Meadowbrook, Cambridge, Heath, Riverview, Licking Valley, London, Logan Elm, West Jefferson, Indian Valley. And then we'll have a award ceremony for the BC bands, which are like the smaller schools. Then we'll restart with our big schools at 1:30, which includes Delaware Hayes, Pickerington Central, Licking Heights, Grove City, Big Walnut, Hilliard-Bradley, and then us, the Pride of Newark, will perform at 3:05, and then we'll have awards for them at 3:20. It's $10 at the gate for anyone, cash or card is fine. And we do have spectator parking at Newark High School on the west side of the building. That's reachable via Brennan. And we have a shuttle to bring everyone down that will run from 8 a.m. till about 4 p.m. with school buses bringing people back and forth.
Now, as director of bands, how does that feel for you, and what are you most looking forward to about tomorrow?
You know, we are very lucky to have so many bands that are loyal to our show. So a lot of the bands that come here are they repeat customers. They just keep coming back. I think the facilities at Whitefield are second to none in the area. I mean, I think if I was going to ever change one thing, I'd just have more parking nearby. But I'm just excited to be able to have great weather, and that's literally the only thing that's out of our control that we just hope and pray is going to go our way. And right now, I think it's upper 70s, low 80s, and sunny on mid to late October is pretty awesome. So we're really excited about the weather. We're really excited to just welcome so many great bands. And, you know, it's so cool that so many people want to come back to perform at Whitefield. I think it speaks to the quality of our volunteers. It speaks to the loyalty of the band directors and their parents who have a positive experience here. And I know it's a challenge with the shuttle from the high school down to the stadium, but it's what works best for the performing groups. And I think when people are able to sit back and understand who we're catering to, that makes a lot of sense. And I think the school has been just great partners in allowing the shuttles from the high school down, because, you know, that's everyone's chipping in from our athletic department to the music department to administration. And it's just a good family and community event.
And I understand that there's some exciting stuff going on in the marching band world right now for some of our students.
This is the seventh week for all these bands to be out competing, and this is the final week. So the majority of our bands that are at our events have already qualified for state marching band finals, which start next weekend, October 25th. And this week seven, as everyone calls it in OMEA, is the last chance for bands to qualify. So bands that are on the edge of qualifying are really trying to make final preparations, and that's really exciting for them if they are able to qualify here. It's really cool. You can tell by the reaction from the students when that's announced, if it is their first time qualifying for state, because it's the last possible chance, which is really a special feeling. But and then there's other groups like our own where we've qualified every single performance we've gone out this year. That started back on, I think, September 7th, and you know, we were in the first weekend and qualified right then and there. And so for us, it's great to finally give our students a chance to perform for other amazing bands and with a huge crowd. I mean, other than Ohio Stadium, where we performed last Saturday night, there won't be a bigger crowd for the band all season long. And then, you know, last week, 20,000 people in the Horseshoe for just high school marching bands is pretty special. But also getting to perform for your home fans and the visiting bands is super special for our students with a lot of energy. And, you know, we're just super excited to do it. And I'm from a organizational standpoint, I'm also excited to have it happen and be done with it too.
Absolutely. The dedication and hard work of our students. And let's not forget who's bringing the energy to some of our local football games.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll actually, we made a decision. We're going to travel for our last away game of the year at Lancaster. Our team has a chance of making the playoffs, and that's going to be exciting. And then we'll travel for the playoff game if they're able to make it. So it's been a lot of fun this year with the success of the band, but also the success of the football team.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.